Kia ora and welcome. This is Wātea News. A Labour MP fears the Select Committee considering a bill to amend the Takutamoana Act could get bogged down in misinformation. The bill will overturn a Court of Appeal judgment setting out the test for customary rights in the marine and coastal area. Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations Minister says the Court has gone much further than Parliament envisaged when it replaced Labour's Foreshore and Seabed Act, and he wants to set a high bar for acknowledging Māori rights. But Mangarewa MP, Adanina Williams, says the government is trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist.
The Justice Committee now will be asked to prioritise, essentially, hearing from ordinary New Zealanders who have seen the ads in the newspaper. They have seen Hobbs and Pledge as ads, and they think that the beaches are being taken away from them.
Adanina Williams, she says the bill will extinguish more than 200 proceedings with multiple applicants who will be denied justice. The chair of post-settlement organisation Tato Tato Te Wairoa says it's hard work convincing local and civil authorities of the value Mātauranga Māori could bring to flood mitigation efforts. The trust has just completed the restoration of 25 homes severely damaged in Cyclone Gabrielle 18 months ago, and it's also cleaning up after the last major flood in June. Leon Symes says Wairoa District Council and Hawke's Bay Regional Council find it hard to see beyond a technical scientific Western lens. He says Māori have built up knowledge of the river system by living beside it for generations.
And when you've got Western science, they've based a lot of the data on modelling rather than reading the weather patterns, reading the river, understanding what the river's doing. It's that conflict between whose science is the better science. Our people have differences of opinion about what should be done, when it should be done. And as to how do you build all that knowledge into, one framework that enables everyone to have confidence.
Leon Symes says it's not good enough to bring in Māori for a cultural impact assessment once decisions have been made, rather than involving our people up front. A West Auckland Māori social services organisation want to see more sporting champions come from the West, and even if they don't win gold, they'll be better for trying. Waipareita Chief Executive John Tamihere says part of the Lopu social contract with its community is to provide support for whānau struggling to raise tamariki, particularly single-parent families. He says sport is one way to approach that, and it's already supporting people who can be mentors in the role, like boxers Mia Motu and Sunny Morini. Mr. Tamihere says the program will fill a role done in the past by schools.
We provide free kai, we provide underwrite for all their clothing, and then the mothers will see this. Our women are the main organisers of most of our things anyway. And so in terms of where we're heading over the next sort of 25 years, you'll start to see Waipareita sports, regardless of the sport, we'll be supporting our young people in it.
John Tamihere, Andy Horma, that's Wātea News, always available on wateanews.com.